Okay, today's paper as well. The summary, we've got the Blind Date Death Pact. It's a couple who met on the internet or via the internet and killed themselves a few hours later. So a bit topical there, a bit of technology in. Daily Mail, antenatal classes for teen mums at school. Oh my goodness. Well, if it's cost effective, maybe we do it. If it's not cost effective, maybe we don't. Who knows? Daily Mirror, secrets of the sex killer. And Daily Star, Jordan sells herself to two England stars. Apparently it's a charity raffle. We've got The Times, games crisis grows as British pull out, and also The Guardian follows that up. Does this look ready to you? Chaos interrupts Commonwealth Games. And The Guardian's also talking about Vince Cable to take on murky city practices. The Independent's gone for something completely different, as it often does. It's got a picture of a giant genetically modified salmon on the front. Meanwhile, The Daily Express is simply alarmed. Taxman wants all our wages. Actually, it's not quite that story. No great surprise if you read behind the details of it. And the Daily Sport's got somebody called Chantel. I do recognise her from Big Brother. There we go. Who apparently is topless inside. Well, there you go. That's something that will have to remain a mystery to me. Once again, no completely dominant story across the things. But again, this pattern about what the broadsheets tend to pick up against what the tabloids tend to pick up. There we go.